run, can the Twitter run and run in here?
Yes.
We are all here except the real mayor, and he's swimming down to the airport up to Ohio. So we'll start off, Dan, would you do the introduction, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission, reflect our values, give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Thank you, Danny.
Robert,
would you lead some pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Robert. Public comment. Do we have any public comment cards?
I didn't write any.
No comments. Anybody wants to step forward and give a quick comment, you're welcome to. Before we go to mayor and council comments, I'm going to take a moment of executive privilege and ask Warren and Richard just to give us a quick state of the city from the weather today.
Okay, I'll do it briefly. We had a lot of water today, but the waters are, for the most part, since the rain stopped, the waters have receded pretty quickly. We probably responded to at least 20 calls this afternoon about flooding. Some of it due to clogged storm drains, some of it just due to the volume of water. And it was just so, we probably got about at least 4 or 5 inches. At least 4 inches, if not 5 inches, of rain since lunchtime today. Most of it occurring between about 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock this afternoon. And most of our calls came from between about 12:30 and about 4:30. Since then, we haven't received really any calls except, we are handling the tree on Valley View. We have done that. Our crews are out there waiting on Georgia Power to show up and grab the lines for us. We're still tallying up how many drains we had clogged that we were and pipes that were clogged that we've had to clear out. But some of it, a lot of it, was just due to the volume of water. So it's like a once in a hopefully lifetime event. So, and we have, reports. At least as far as we can assess right now, no permanent road damage. No roads closed. Everything's open.
Deputy Chief, how's your getting, man?
We've been very fortunate, and good wishes to all. I hope.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, thanks, and good job by everybody. By the way, just so everybody knows, if you got a tree down, crews cannot touch that, until the power company comes out and makes it safe for the crews to work around there. So just so everybody understands that, if you ever get any calls on that. Okay, Mayor and the Council comments. We'll start with John.
Why don't I let everybody else go first? I have a few. I just want to make sure. Go ahead. Come back to me if you don't mind.
Okay. Adrian? Danny? Attended a bike pedestrian meeting today at the ARC. Learned a lot there. There's potential next year for us to get the grant. They're excited about them. We're helping as anybody can. South of October, there is a walk to school in Dunwood, so we need to be very alert. All the kids are going to be walking to school. And that's sponsored and safe walk to school.
Just one, if I may, just to, if anybody wasn't here when I made the announcement at the beginning, but we do have some additional seats that are inside the room here if you have any trouble hearing. We've got about 10 seats available inside of here.
Stacy, can you hear me back there?
Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. Danny mentioned the October 7th Safe routes to schools. October 7th, everybody got an email, I believe, on the council regarding that. I'm hopeful that everybody will participate, find a local elementary school, and maybe walk a walking school bus or children to school. Fran Miller is going to be speaking at the Chamber on September 24th, this Thursday night. Dunwoody High School this week has their parade that's working for their homecoming. I'm hopeful that the police department is aware of the homecoming parade, and their game is Friday. We have the sanitation meeting this Wednesday at 10 a.m. We received a number of comments that we don't meet enough during the day, so this Wednesday is an opportunity for people to have a meeting during the day, which is not at night. The Chamber is looking for volunteers and sponsors for their fall festival, which is happening about a month from now. And other than that, I just cut a check. I'm going to be attending the DeKalb County Police Alliance on October 3rd. It's a benefit which raises funds for life insurance for police officers. So I'm looking forward to it personally attending that event. Thank you.
John, it's time for the Chamber meeting. It's still 5 p.m.
That sounds right. I don't have the time in front of me, but it's the 24th. It's Thursday night. I'm going to be missing it myself. I have other engagements unless it's raining and those plans are canceled. So.
Okay. And we have a conflict on the 24th. I think that's also a comprehensive plan public meeting. If you're not at the Chamber thing, you should come and look at the comprehensive plan that will be held in this room.
Right. You're Robert, take my
skateboard. Oh, my apologies.
It's at the church. It's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's at the church. It's not
right.
Is it 7 p.m.?
Yep.
Dunwoody United Methodist Church. Methodist Church. Yep. And the comprehensive land use plan meeting. And please, I would encourage all the council members to email your email list, and let's get as many people there as we can. I think, you know, one of the things we've had numerous meetings, and I know there's on the agenda item tonight we'll talk about it, but one of the things we need is more people at the meetings that we are having. I think that's very important. And there is, you know, there's a sanitation meeting coming up on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And by the way, I will not be able to make that. And then there's one on the 29th at 7 p.m. here. So that's the night that we'll have all kinds of vendors. I was at the concert, all of you, I think, were here the meeting last week. And I was a little disappointed. I counted 17 or 18 folks that were at the meeting. So, I thought there would be a cast of problems if it didn't turn out. Okay.
Can I make one more? One more announcement?
Sure.
The next Dunwoody Homeowners Association, they'll be showing the new plans for Dunwoody High School, the addition, and also the renovation. So that'll be the first Sunday in October.
That's a good point. Adrian and I and Ken attended that meeting last week, and it was very well presented. I think you'll like what you see in high school. It'll be more pleasing to the folks as you drive by the streets. One thing we asked for, they're going to double up and catch up in the summer months. They usually start at 6 and go to 6, and we asked for them to wait until 7 o'clock just for the neighbors to start at 7 and go till 7 at night. Plan start is, help me out, is March of next year with a December of 2011 completion date. And they're going to do a lot of work. High school is really going to get the face over. So in addition to adding classrooms, they're putting in new, all new smart boards, new ceilings, new HAV system, et cetera. So it really looks nice. And we're all invited to anything you want to go to over there. So I would recommend that you do that. Okay, that's all the comments. We'll get right into item F1. Sharon, you want to...